Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Throughout the pages of Scripture, we encounter narratives and teachings that highlight humanity's role in receiving from God. Whether through prayer, faith, obedience, or other forms of spiritual engagement, the Bible paints a vivid picture of a reciprocal relationship between God and humanity. This relationship transcends mere passive reception. It calls for active participation, openness, and receptivity on the parts of individuals seeking to experience the fullness of God's blessings and grace. You must understand that while God's love and blessings are freely given, your willingness to receive them and participate in His divine plan is essential. In today's message titled, We Play a Part in Receiving from God, Evangelist Paul Acqua delves into the significance of our role in receiving from God, examining how it shapes our faith journey and deepens our relationship with God.
What part can I play to receive from God? Or how can I receive the best from God? This is the best way to think, and the first place we need to start with any of these questions is realizing that we've already received the best from God. The Bible says that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Take it this way, just like me depositing some money into your account and letting you know that I have done so. Once you hear that, obviously it's in your account, but you must know how to go and withdraw that money. And that's what we are talking about today. There is a part that we need to play to receive what God has already done. Listen, God has given us so much. We've received Jesus Christ. If you are a believer, you have received Jesus Christ. We've received eternal life. We've received forgiveness from sin. We've received a better covenant established on better promises than the Old Testament says. All of these promises are, you know, yes and amen. That's what God says in His word, that the promises of God will be fulfilled because they are yes and in Christ, amen. We have the Spirit of God living inside of us. We have the armor of God that protects us to resist the devil, for him to flee from us. We have the faith of God. I'm talking about what we have already received from God. We have the authority that we need to reign in this life, my friend. We have so much. We have the love of God. We have the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Hallelujah. We have the peace of God that passes all understanding. Ha! We can list and list and list. But all these, we need to play our part to actually retrieve these blessings, to receive them. They are there for us. So my friend who's hearing me, a huge first step in receiving God's best is to appreciate and believe that you've already received the best that He has. It's just understanding that, learning about that, letting that become real inside of you, and that will really change your life. So from there, I will say what we need to do. All of us as believers are to be thankful. It's so important. We are to glorify the Lord that we've already received so much from Him. Let me read a few verses of Psalms 103, which many of you know it already. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. You see, on and on and on we can go. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. we have received so much from God. Thank Him every day for every good thing that I have mentioned and what other things that you can think of that perhaps I have left off, because there are so many things. But thank God for His goodness. Thank God for eternal life. Thank God for forgiveness. Thank God for His love that He has been shed abroad in your heart. Thank Him for His joy, His peace, and just continue to think of those things. Meditate on them and be thankful for them. Hallelujah. So what am I trying to say? To receive the best from God, you might be thankful. Let me refer you to the miracle story of the 10 lepers, which we all know from the scriptures. I'm reading from the book of Luke chapter 17, from verse 11. It says this: Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. We're talking about Jesus Christ here. Verse 12 says, Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Verse 14 says that, So when he saw them, he said to them, Go, show yourself to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. I like that. As they went, they were cleansed. How many times am I on the crusade grounds that everybody wants me to lay hands on them? These people, he said, they didn't do anything. Just by his word, he said, just go, show yourself to the priest. And as they obeyed and they went, they were cleansed. My friend, you have a part to play. They didn't argue with Jesus that, Jesus, you haven't laid hands on me. Or why are you just saying this? We want help. But as they went, they were cleansed. Verse 15 says, And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Verse 17, And Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. So you see, this guy who came back to thank him, he was made whole. Some of the Bible translations say he was the only one who was made whole because he came back and thanked the Lord. God didn't tell him off that, why are you coming back? God wants us to thank him. These were leprous men. They stood at a distance. And when they saw the Lord, they cried out to him. They had a part to play. They cried out to the Lord. They didn't say, oh, we are lepers. We are not supposed to go into public. They saw the Lord and cried out to him for pity. He commanded them, go, show yourself to the priest. And as they obeyed, they were cleansed. One returned to give thanks, you see, but other 9 were not heard of again in this story that I'm talking about right now. The man who returned to give thanks received a word of commendation from the Lord. Jesus was disappointed, not because the 9 lepers had ignored him, but rather because they did not give thanks to God. They did not praise God. Only the one who returned to give thanks was made whole. My friend, you have a part to play to receive God's best. And one main part is to thank God. You may also be asking and seeking and knocking. You don't have to just sit down and just say, oh, it will be automatically given to me. The Bible says in Luke chapter 11, and Jesus is speaking as if he's saying, So I, Jesus, I say to you, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. You see, we need to keep asking. These lepers, if they had not gone to the Lord and asked, they wouldn't have been cleansed. Then Bible continued to say this. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will you give them snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, will you give him scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? My friend, you need to ask and receive. You have a part to play. Somewhere in the book of James, it says you do not have because you do not ask, which means that you won't have got if you had asked. My friend, you got a part to play to receive God's best. Ask him, seek, knock, and you will receive. Hallelujah. What's your current situation now? Let me ask you this question. Call on the Lord and receive an answer. You see, in verse 13 of what the scripture I read about the miracle of the lepers, the Bible says that these people, they cried out earnestly to God. They were lepers, but even so, they were sure of the Lord's help. They knew that, well, society didn't regard them, but they knew Jesus was ready to help them. Thank God no one is too sinful or having so-called incurable disease or in too great a difficulty to call upon him and receive his blessings. Christ is no respecter of persons. Just call on him, I'm telling you. You got a part to play. Don't stay in your current situation and do nothing. Call on the Lord and he will answer you. It doesn't matter who you are. If you call on his name, you shall be saved. Scripture says this way, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. Incredible. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's recorded in Romans chapter 10 verses 11 to 13. Call on him. What is your situation now? Don't sit being idle and thinking the blessings are automatic. No, call on the Lord. He will answer you. Whatever trouble you may have, if you will call upon him, he will be gracious to us and deliver us. He is the solution provider, but we need to call on him. You have a part to play, my friend, in receiving the best from the Lord. I like the scripture in Psalms 50 verse 15. The first time I read this many years ago, I was so blessed. He said, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. What an incredible scripture. He said, you call upon him. He will deliver you. If you will call upon him, you will get his help. The Bible says in Psalms 34 verse 6 that this poor man cried out and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. No wonder the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Oh, we have promises. God's promises are yes and amen, but we have a part to play, my friend. You need to call upon him. You need to be thankful. You need to believe in him. You need to go to him. Bible says, all that the Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. What a scripture. That's John chapter 6 verse 37. Jesus is saying, if you will come to him, he will not cast you out. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Let me read that again. That's in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. It's only wonderful God who would do that. He says, come to me. It doesn't matter how sinful you are. The Bible says also that if you will trust and obey, we will eat the good of the land. If you were obedient and willing and you will trust the Lord, you will eat the good of the land. You see the story I just read in verse 14. Jesus said, go, show yourself. As they went, they were cleansed. They just obeyed Jesus. They simply took the Lord at his word. And when they did what he said, they received the blessing they needed so much. The operative words here are, as they went, is so important. As they went, how many people want hands to be laid all the time? If you are preaching to so many people, you just say, you know, just believe. As they went, Jesus didn't even lay hands on them, but they just obeyed. In other words, as they obeyed, they were cleansed. If you would experience fullness of spiritual blessings, we must realize that it can only be as we are willing to do what the Lord is saying. So that's why he's saying that if you are willing and obedient, you would eat the good of the land. That's wonderful. When Christ came onto this earth, he said, just repent of your sins. Come to me. He says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. My friend, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Just believe in God, confess him as your Lord and Savior, and I tell you, you will be saved. We have a part to play. It is not in God's interest for people to go to hell. God desires that everyone should be saved, but we need to take that step of faith and believe in him. Even that step of faith is given by God, because by grace we have been saved through faith. It's not ourselves, you know? It is not ourselves, lest anyone should boast. It's just by grace of God. And he has given us this faith. We just need to accept that faith and then receive him, trust him, and let him rule our life, and we will be saved and enjoy the goodness of this land. He says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So if you are hearing me right now and you think you don't have the Lord as your Savior, then right now is the time to do so. And those who have already received Christ, you should know that there is a part to play to receive his best. But the most important thing is people to receive Christ if they don't have him. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907.
You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.